Thank you for your question. Very interesting. So actually, this request came from RFI, which is a rail infrastructures in Italy, managers infrastructure, managing the rail and the station as well. They are asking to this project for one reason, is because they are rethinking the entire way of doing related to station. And they are developing maybe the biggest tool that any station manager could make. They call it Station Land. And they were able to create a platform. So it both based on station categorization and clusterization. And so basically they create on one platform they put in this map the station, but as well they include over 450 different databases in the same tools, and then you can highlight different elements. I mean, based on the different categorization, they can see, for example, which station needs to be need investment on PRM accessibilities, on lift investment, and so on, based on the for small station, for medium station, for it's a tool to take strategy, to make strategy, and to make some action. Additionally, they can also create some clusterization. This is basically the opposite side. That means you have a global pictures, and you see where are the stars, where are the stations, and then you can define some groups. So could be big station, medium station, small station, rural station, urban station, peri-urban, semi, whatever. And then you can realize that, okay, they have the same interest. So for example, you can also highlight the fact that who are the station close to universities. And then you can highlight some elements, and then you can realize that you can categorize the passengers. So if 50%, 60%, 80% of the passengers take the train, pass through the station to go to the hospital, university, or whatever, instead of asking to the Ministry of Transport, and they already made it actually, they ask to the Ministry of the of the school of university to invest on the station, because mostly the main passengers are taking the train to go to the to go to the hospital, airport, or whatever. So it's a way also to well understood your assets. So the and one vision also after this could be, so or once again it's very sensitive, to transform this vision into a common vision, to have a common platform of data, of sharing data, to well understood the passengers, the experience of people, and also to have to include international journey, because if everybody is doing this in nationally, in the domestic, the international, the border trip, so. This is the expected outcome from introducing a data sharing platform, having an institution of technical table of exchange of ideas and so on. But the first step is to having a benchmark to understand how we proceed. And then we will have a discussion about, are you ready to share the data, which data you want to share, how we can formalize it. So it will be another debate. Data, it will be the key also for the revolution of the rail. So, it expected outcome, once again, but no guarantee.
Thank you very much for that, Clément. I think that's very useful, and I think